Good evening. Welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arovi.
Today, May 11th, marks a pivotal moment in AI history. It was on this day in 1997 that IBM's Deep Blue supercomputer defeated then-reigning world chess champion Garry Kasparov. A fitting note as we dive into today's top stories from Hacker News, NDTV News, The New York Times, US Top News and Analysis, CNBC, and many more. We're covering global politics, economic shifts, and the evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. A busy day on the international stage. Let's start with global diplomacy, Arohi, as eyes turn towards a highly anticipated meeting.
Absolutely. The world keenly watches for a potential Trump-Xi summit. Leaders from Singapore to Brussels monitor closely, understanding these discussions will have significant ramifications across global politics and trade, poised to shape numerous international dynamics.
And speaking of international dynamics, the Middle East situation continues to impact global markets, particularly oil.
That's right. Oil prices rose today after prospects for a U.S.-Iran peace deal fizzled, failing to reach agreement. Investors reacted, pushing crude futures up and stock futures down, reflecting market jitters over prolonged regional tensions.
How are Asian markets responding to this geopolitical uncertainty and the oil surge?
Asian markets traded mixed. South Korea's Kospi hit a fresh record high, but overall sentiment remained on edge. Trump's rejection of Iran's ceasefire proposal fueled concerns about an extended Middle East conflict, contributing to investor caution despite some individual gains.
This ongoing situation also highlights strategic energy infrastructure. What's the latest from Saudi Aramco?
Saudi Aramco reported a significant 26% jump in its first quarter profit. This boost comes as its critical east-west pipeline reached full capacity. Aramco credits the pipeline with helping mitigate energy shock from the Iran conflict, demonstrating its pivotal role in stable energy supplies.
Moving closer to home, let's look at recent election outcomes, starting with the UK. Keir Starmer's Labour Party faced a tough week.
Indeed, Labour suffered major losses in local elections across Britain last week. The results triggered calls for Prime Minister Keir Starmer's resignation. However, he has firmly rejected those demands, maintaining his leadership despite the setbacks.
And here in the U.S., a significant ruling in Virginia has Democrats scrambling.
That's correct. A state ruling Friday tossed out Virginia's redistricting map, sparking fury and desperation within the Democratic Party. House members and top Democrats held urgent conversations, searching for a unified response to the decision and its potential impact.
Now, our attention turns to the rapidly expanding world of artificial intelligence. Arohi, are companies creating new executive roles specifically for AI?
They are. An IBM report indicates AI is coming for the C-suite, with most companies now staffing chief AI officer roles. This trend shows organizations recognize AI's strategic importance at the highest levels and are creating dedicated leadership for AI initiatives.
Interesting. And how is AI impacting individual productivity and workflows? We often hear about task paralysis.
That's a key discussion point. Conversation centers on how AI can both contribute to and alleviate task paralysis. While new AI tools can overwhelm, AI agents automating routine tasks and assisting with complex decisions are seen as ways to enhance productivity and overcome inertia.
So, AI not just managing tasks, but potentially writing code? What's the benefit there?
Exactly. The focus for AI coding agents is increasingly on reducing maintenance costs. The idea is not just generating code, but producing high-quality, maintainable code that minimizes future technical debt and resources needed for upkeep. This directly impacts long-term operational efficiency.
With all this AI integration, there's huge demand for skills. How is India responding to the AI education boom?
India shows a remarkable trend. An AI course is purchased every 3 minutes, reflecting a massive drive for upskilling. Notably, women now account for 33.5% of Gen AI enrollments, up from 31.2% a year ago, highlighting growing female participation in AI education.
The AI boom isn't just about software. It's driving massive investment in hardware and infrastructure. NVIDIA, a key player, seems to be expanding its role.
NVIDIA is indeed embracing its role as a major AI investor, pushing past $40 billion in equity bets this year. They're pouring billions into companies across the AI infrastructure stack, simultaneously signing commercial deals, solidifying their position as an ecosystem builder.
And this infrastructure demand puts pressure on existing systems. We're hearing about a significant power grid upgrade in Maryland.
Maryland citizens face a substantial $2 billion power grid upgrade bill, primarily to support out-of-state AI data centers. The state complained to federal energy regulators, arguing this cost breaks a ratepayer protection pledge and burdens local residents for external entities.
So, large data centers are causing issues. Is there a shift towards smaller, localized solutions?
There appears to be, as public support for large-scale data center build-outs declines across the U.S. due to resource demands and local impact, new tiny data centers are emerging. These are designed to operate inside individual homes, potentially decentralizing computing power and mitigating challenges.
With all this investment and innovation, many investors wonder if they've missed the boat on AI stocks. What's the expert take?
Jim Cramer, in his Sunday column for Investing Club subscribers, argues it's not too late. He's pushing back on the idea that investors have missed the opportunity to buy into AI winners and data center stocks, emphasizing significant growth potential still exists.
Finally, a quick political update from India. What's the latest regarding Rahul Gandhi?
Congress claims a social media reel featuring Rahul Gandhi with actor Vijay was blocked. Gandhi was in Chennai Sunday for Vijay's oath-taking ceremony. The party alleges censorship, while the center has responded, with full details still emerging.
And that rounds out our look at today's top stories. Before we go, here's a fascinating AI fact. The first artificial neural network, a foundational concept for modern AI, was created in 1943 by neurophysiologist Warren McCulloch and logician Walter Pitts. They published a paper detailing how neurons could perform logical functions, laying groundwork for complex AI systems decades before the digital age truly took off. Thank you for joining us on Quick News Briefing. We appreciate your time and trust. For more detailed analysis and breaking news, visit our website and subscribe to our newsletter. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you next time.